Hi everyone, welcome to lecture 11 of OpenRefine. In today's lesson, we will examine numbers in OpenRefine. We will look at how we can convert a column from one data type to another and how we can visualize relationships among columns. When a table is imported into OpenRefine, all columns are treated as having text values. We saw earlier that we can sort column values as numbers, but this does not change the cells in a column from text to numbers. Rather, this interprets the values as numbers for the purposes of sorting, but it keeps the underlying data type as is. We can, however, transform columns to other data types using the Edit Cells Common Transforms feature. So let's experiment changing columns to numbers and see what additional capabilities that grants us. Before you continue with transforming columns, be sure to remove any text filters and facets that you have at the moment by clicking on the X in the top left corner. So let's transform the record ID column from text to numbers by clicking on the dropdown, Edit Cells, Common Transforms to Number. You will notice that the record ID values change from left justified to right justified, and the color changed from black to green. I want you to try and sort, or transform rather, a column that does not contain numeric data. For example, the species column. So click on the dropdown, Edit Cells, Common Transforms to Number. If you go to your undo redo panel on the left, you will see that the last step we performed shows transform on zero cells. This means that none of the data was transformed from text to numbers. Sometimes you might have non-number values or blanks in a column, which may represent errors in your data. You typically want to find them and fix them. So to do that, to have a look at your data, we can do a numeric facet on the data. So for example, let's do a numeric facet on the year column. So click on the dropdown, choose facet, numeric facet. Can you see what happens? It says no numeric value present. So this demonstrates again that data is imported as text in OpenRefine and not as numbers. So in order to make this numeric facet work, we need to change the data from text to numbers. So you can do that by clicking on the dropdown, Edit Cells, Common Transforms to Number. The facet window will update on the left. And you will see that the numeric facet is displayed as a graph rather as a list that we saw previously with the text facet. You can see that you have these controls that you can slide to the left or right to filter your data. So you can choose the start point with the left control and the end point with the right control. But we will just include all the data for now. So if we go to the undo redo tab, and we undo the last step that we did, where we transformed the year column from text to numbers so that we can go back to text. I want you now to edit the first two cells in that column. If you hover over a single cell in a column, you will see an edit function become available. Click on that and then replace the first value with the letters ABC and click apply. Please don't apply to all identical cells, only apply it to this single cell. And then for the second cell, also click on Edit and just delete the data that's there. So I want you to make it blank. Also click Apply when you're done. So in this column of here, we have text, a blank, and then other data. So once again, repeat the transformation step to transform the year column from text to a number by clicking on Edit Cells, Common Transforms to Number. So now you only see numbers at the moment. If you go back to your facet and filter panel on the left, you will now see that the graph is slightly different. You will see some additional values or wording at the bottom, indicating that there are a lot of numeric values. There is a single non-numeric value, and there is one blank and no errors. So below these are the counts of the number of cells in each category. If we uncheck the numeric category to only see the non-numeric and blank values, you will see that indeed the two entries that we changed are now included in this subset. We have two matching rows. You can experiment with checking and unchecking these boxes to select subsets of your data. When you're done, please close this facet in the upper left corner of the panel. And just to note that by closing the facet, it doesn't mean that the edits we made were also undone. To do that, we have to go to the undo redo pane again and go back to step 4 so that we can undo those single edits that we did so that we only have the correct data again. So now we want to transform several other columns as numbers so that we can have a look at the scatterplot facet feature. So let's transform the year column once again to a number. Click on Edit Cells, Common Transforms to Number. And then also repeat this for the period column and the plot column. So now we have four columns that were transformed from text to numbers. Now we can go to the record ID column and click on the dropdown, choose facet, and then from the submenu, choose scatterplot facet. A new window will appear. It is called the scatterplot matrix, and it is now focused on the record ID column. There are squares for each pair of numeric columns organized in an upper right triangle. Each square has little dots for the cell values from each row. Do these patterns make any sense? Why does the scatter plot for record ID versus period have the pattern that it does? So over here, we can see record ID is represented in this first row, and period is represented in this middle column. So this plot has this particular pattern. Does that make any sense? So in order to examine one pair of columns, we can click on a square in the scatterplot matrix, and a new facet will appear on the left with only the pair that we selected. So we can see we have record ID versus period. If you click on the scatterplot facet in the left, and drag to highlight a rectangle, for example, that section, it will subset the data to those entries only. So we can see out of the total number of rows, we only have 7, 4, 6, 8 matching rows. So now you can complete other steps on this subset only. For example, the text filter that we did previously, you can repeat that step on this subset only. Let's try that. So in the scientific name column, let's do a text filter again with the BAI like we did previously. Now we see zero matching rows. So we select the data that does not match this filter. Let's try something else. Let's try BIL. Now you will see there is 1,007 matching rows. You might not have noticed the difference in the scatter plot in the left, but if you want, you can click on Export Plot to have a look at the plot. You will now notice that some data points are missing from this graph. So when you export the plot, it will open in a new browser tab. You can close this again to go back to your OpenRefine. This is the end of lecture 11. In the next lecture, we will have a look at how to use scripts in OpenRefine to repeat steps on multiple files or repeat steps on similar files.